Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you some gardening tips. Today I'll chat about some tasks that you can do now to help prepare your garden for the hot summer weather. Let's begin with planting. So now is still the time to be planting veggies like beans, tomatoes, peppers and chilies, lettuce and other salad greens and beetroot. You can also consider planting fruit like strawberries, watermelon and spanspek now. There are also many herbs that you can either sow or plant seedlings of at this time of year. These include parsley, oregano, basil, thyme, chives, coriander, fennel, and mint. You should also be planting summer bulbs like dahlias and gladiolus by now. For lots of color in your garden over the festive season, use flowering annuals in beds or in color pots placed in your patio area where you'll be entertaining. Summer annuals available now include petunias, impatiens, begonias, lobelias, portulacas, cosmos, alyssum, and marigolds. Weeding, where you are catching and removing weeds before they establish themselves, is also a very important activity to do now. Weeds compete with your plants for water, light, air, and nutrients, making it harder for your plants to thrive. Remove the weeds to give your plants a better chance, and also don't let weeds in your garden go to seed. A year's seed is equal to 7 years of weeds. It's best to pull out weeds before they seed themselves and multiply in your garden. Spring is also a good time to mulch your plants. Mulching improves the overall growing conditions of your plant. Mulching is covering your soil with a protective layer like compost or leaf mold or even bark chip. It creates a physical barrier on the soil that helps to keep the soil moist, keep weeds down, and prevents temperature extremes. Mulching regulates the soil temperature so that the soil basically remains cooler during the summer. Now is also a good time to do a general garden feed. Use an all-purpose fertilizer, either a balanced chemical plant food or an organic fertilizer to feed everything from annuals to shrubs like roses and hydrangeas, and also the lawn. You can feed your garden once every 4 to 6 weeks to keep your plants vigorous and growing strong so that they are less stressed by the summer heat. Spring is also the time to check, test, and service your irrigation system before the really hot summer weather arrives. Check for any leaks, which basically mean wasted water at the end of the day. Check your irrigation heads and nozzles. They may need to be cleaned or repaired, and also check for obstructions like dirt or dust clogging up the sprinkler heads. Lastly, also keep a lookout for all kinds of pests and diseases so that you catch any problems early. Do nighttime inspections and look out for snails and caterpillars. Also watch out for aphids, whitefly and red spider mite. Keep a lookout also for fungal diseases, especially with the warm, humid weather we are experiencing now. So that's all from me for today. For comments or questions, go to my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. Have a great weekend.